My place in tech changes every day, but I don't fear the future because I'm with the leader, Pluralsight. Their online learning platform has the hands-on, expert-led courses I need to master new tech skills and create bigger impacts so I can learn quickly and stay ahead. With Pluralsight, I don't fear what's next. I embrace it. Tap in at Pluralsight.com and see for yourself.
I'm John Batchelor. I welcome my colleague, Conrad Black, writing at the National Post, looking at Canada in what Conrad correctly describes as an enviable position when it comes to immigration, because between the Central American border into Texas, Arizona, New Mexico, and California, and Canada is the United States of America. However, this does not remove Canada from concerning itself, as we all do, with democracy everywhere in the world under assault by dictators, by the axis of tyrannies. However, Conrad, a very good evening to you. Immigration is a problem globally. We know that the European Union is as overwhelmed as the United States. We know that there are no solutions in Europe, despite the protests of the voters in Germany, Alternative for Deutschland, in Spain, Vox, in Italy, the Brotherhood. I could go on. It's a long list. Certainly the National Rally in France. These immigrants are pressing all of us to say, this is our country, and we don't share the resources unless you have permission. That is not happening. Your measure of this is that that is the real threat to democracy. Do I read you correctly?
Yes, I don't want to be simplistic, but yes, that's what I would say.
And it's undermining our ability to rule ourselves because we're so fragmented over the decision. I mentioned that Germany now is so intimidated by the anti-immigrant vote in Alternative for Deutschland, which happened in former Eastern Germany states, Thuringia and Saxony, that it's closed its border to immigrants to nine nations. And the Christian Democratic Union, the chief opposition in the Bundestag, is demanding no immigrants be permitted into Germany, period. Stop them at the border. Now, we've not approached that in the United States, but we talk about it, and Mr. Trump's administration attempted to make that distinction. It was not completely successful because things were interrupted. Your measure right now, under these present conditions, is the out-of-control border in Europe and America, is that a continuing threat that needs to be solved, as opposed to, say, naming a government somewhere in the world as a threat? What is the bigger threat to your measure?
I suppose with these wars going on at the moment, I would have to say the fact that there is a serious war underway in the middle of Europe is a greater threat, and of course it's killing a lot of people too. But it's not only a sign of fear that Germany is acting as you describe, but it's really a sign of panic. I mean, it's the Christian Democrats, as you say, are the principal opposition, but they had been in government for many years prior to that under Chancellor Merkel, and she was the one who let in a million people, just let them in one shot. Now, that's not a lot for the United States, but it's a lot for Germany. You know, it's a much smaller country, and the population is, what, a quarter of the American population. And here in her party now, just 3 years after her retirement, is saying that they shouldn't let in anybody. Now, they don't really mean they wouldn't let in a Frenchman or an Englishman or a Czech. What they mean is they wouldn't let in an Algerian or a, you know, Syrian or Somalian or something coming from those countries. But I'd have to say this, in fairness to Merkel, at least the people she let in, these million people, they took their names, knew who they were, and knew where they were in the country. I mean, this business you have in the U.S. of millions of people just pouring in, and nobody knows who they are or where they're going or where they came from. And you're a country of a third of a billion people, so you can take quite a few of them before things get completely out of control. But I think the basic problem, and I remember Henry Kissinger trying to explain this to Chancellor Merkel in a social setting. This isn't immigration like we knew in North America, or your ancestors or mine, coming into New York Harbor or up the St. Lawrence River and getting off a boat and people taking their names and they carried on. This is more like the early barbarian movement into the Western Roman Empire, of just masses of people deciding they want to move to a more prosperous place with no idea of changing what they think or what they, where their loyalty is. I mean, the people that immigrated to the U.S. and Canada historically were people who were prepared to start again and aspire to be citizens of the country they were moving to and make a complete change. Instead, we just have masses of people allegedly fleeing destitute conditions, and that is no doubt true in the case of most of them, but with no thought to becoming patriotic Americans, taking an oath of citizenship and learning about George Washington or anything, and it's similar in Europe. The Germans have tried everything. I think we've got 3 million guest workers, don't they? These Turks who come and arrive and contract to work in Germany for 3 years, after which they're going to leave, and half of them then decide that they don't want to leave. And it's a terribly complicated business, rounding up millions of people inside your own borders in a free country. But I think there are signs that in one way or another, these societies are starting to get to grips with the problem. So I think it's still a manageable problem, but it's taken an unconscionable time in all of these countries. Now, it's easy for me sitting here in Canada, where our only border is with you, and nobody flees out of the U.S., and nobody really flees out of Canada into the U.S. So, you know, we still have our unguarded border. But for those countries that are accessible to other countries, where either the population or people coming through the countries from elsewhere are desperate to get to a more prosperous country, it is a real problem, but it isn't that hard to deal with. You just man your own border, and you put in whatever you need to protect the integrity of the country. I would still say that the expansionist antics of some, at the moment the Russians, but potentially the Chinese, are a greater threat to us. I mean, we're not going to suffer the fate of the late Roman Empire. We're not going to have literally a greater population than our own pour into our countries. That will not happen.
In our final minute, then, is it fair to measure right now that Ms. Meloni in Italy, and to a great extent Ms. Le Pen in France, have the voice of the people when they say we must maintain our own borders because they're admired in their own country? Mr. Trump says that here, and he's not admired.
I wouldn't say Trump's not admired. I think, obviously a lot of people don't like him, but meanwhile, 75 million people voted for him 4 years ago. And from all polls, he's running well ahead now of where he was then. But yes, I think there is a similarity here. I we'll have the election in the United States in 2 months. But Meloni, as you say, is already in office. I think Le Pen is going to win in France in 3 years, and some combination of a CDU and the alternative is going to win in Germany next year. We will get the conservatives in this country, though, for the reasons that we've discussed. It's immigration; it's not a big problem in this country. But I think it's quite likely that this new government in Britain is a one-term government. They haven't handled immigration very well either. So I think all of these societies in slightly different ways and at slightly different speeds are moving to address the problem. So I think we will address it.
I'm glad you mentioned Sir Keir Starmer. He's had a bumpy start. Do you think it smooths out? We have 30 seconds.
Yeah, look, he's blaming all of the disturbances on the people objecting to the immigration, and there are a great many more people objecting to the immigration than there are immigrants, and some of them have legitimate reasons to object. They're not all xenophobic, narrow-minded bigots. A lot of them have been shafted by allowing a flood of people to come in and take up low-paying jobs and generate increased unemployment for British citizens. And those people have a right to complain. They're not demonstrating against the immigrants. They're demonstrating against bad government.
Conrad Black, distinguished biographer, writing at the National Post about a worldwide challenge, immigration, uninvited immigration. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.